Dictation for Brian Scott, S-C-O-T-T, April 6, 78. Address as a letter to Dr. Potts, P-O-T-T-S, 439-1238. Dear Dr. Potts, follow-up for Brian. Chronic kidney disease, secondary to catastrophic antiphospholipid syndrome. Last visit in August. He denies any specific complaining. A stable activity, has gained few pounds, eating well, denies vomiting, diarrhea, no bleeding, good urine output, no claudication edema, no chest pain palpitation dyspnea, blood pressure runs in the low side on treatment, prior adrenal insufficiency in relation to the antiphospholipid compromising both adrenal glands, right worse than the left, with evidence of hematoma. Remains on plaquenil, coumadin without bleeding, for low blood pressure, hydrocortisone, and fludrocortisone. The dose of this one decreased from daily to 2 days a week as he was retaining some fluid on the legs. Present blood pressure by nurse, 120 over 80, weight 170, negative physical exam. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 1.35, which is one of his best, representing a GFR in the upper 50s, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, glucose was low, he checked his numbers at home, the same day he was more in 110s, high hemoglobin, normal white blood cell platelets. Recent MRI of the brain was done. I'm not clear why. It shows some degree of a small vessel disease. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He developed acute kidney injury at the time of catastrophic antiphospholipid syndrome. Follows through University of Michigan. Will be on lifetime chronic anticoagulation. He is therapeutic above 2.5, no active bleeding, persistent elevation of the antibodies, anticardiolipin, as well as beta 2 microglobulin. Chronic kidney disease is stable or improving, no progression, no symptoms. Has adrenal insufficiency on treatment, presently low dose. He is very aware of patient and family having a knowledge of his disease. Do not interrupt anticoagulation, even if he's in the hospital, use of heparin. Do not interrupt adrenal support. And potentially higher doses at the time of any intercurrent stress, like severe viral infections, pneumonia, or surgical procedures. He will continue chemistry on a regular basis. We are planning to see him back on the next 6 months.